Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
The Score!
Shout out to Ray Diaz and Baby T.
But honestly, shout out to Ray Diaz and Baby T. Singer from Kalamazoo was correct. We would have a blue Christmas without you. Thanks to Braden Fryer as well. Thanks to our team who worked so hard. Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis. And I'm serious. I said this at the Brat Stop. Thanks to you. Sports is community. And you can be mad at us, and we're not always perfect, and we're not always for everybody all the time, but you're here. You didn't go anywhere. So thanks to you for listening. You don't have to bring us gifts.
You lost me.
You are the gift.
And we are not always perfect. You lost me.
It's true, though. Not 100% of every show is for everybody.
I mean, maybe you're perfect, but we're not perfect.
It's funny that you said that about the gifts, because Speegs and I actually had that conversation during a break. We are just happy to see you.
You don't need to bring us.
Don't bring us anything.
It's lovely when they do.
Except for something like this. I got this from Lil Mason, who was there with his dad.
It's adorable.
Bring this all day.
Yes.
Your kid is there coloring and stuff while we're doing a broadcast. I want it. I will put it up on the wall somewhere at the school.
It's kids' art is the best. The 108 used to send me their kids' art, and I love it.
Did you play any of that tic-tac-toe yet? Or you just
No, this is not mine. This is the kids.
Somebody's got to play tic-tac-toe.
This is Lil Mason. Lil Mason drew this and gave it to me at the end of the show.
I love it.
So, yes, this type of stuff you can give us. Don't give us gift cards or treats. Like,
no,
we appreciate it, but don't.
You guys are the gift to us.
Correct.
You sit through 6-minute commercial breaks. Yeah. Thank you for doing so. You support our sponsors sincerely, which is wonderful. Like when people ask about Second City Prime, for example.
You know what the gift to me was on my way out, this dude says, "Hey, Speaks, can I take a picture?" I'm like, "Of course." And he's sitting there with his wife and his son. And he introduced his wife, and then he says, "This is my autistic son," and introduced him, and like, we're having a moment. And he said, "Yeah, we moved up here 23 years ago because Wisconsin had better child care issues for us. So I've been living up here as a Bears fan, listening to you guys every day. Every day, but listen to the station every day. And taking crap from all the Packers fans that live up here around me, but you guys are my lifeline." So I thought about that dude after the Bears won. That's one of the guys I thought about. Like, I hope he enjoyed himself in the face of his neighbors who have been giving him crap for 23 years. But that's the gift, man. Reaching people like that? Come on.
This is a community. And thanks to our guests today as well, Anthony Heron, Dan Wiederer, and Henry Melton, who made you go to the game.
I enjoyed the game. He didn't make me go. I had a choice. I chose to go to the game.
I'm just giving Marshall. It was all a little
chilly, but you know, we made it, and I got to witness foolishness.
You got to witness something that people will lie and say they attended.
But I have video
evidence.
That's so
true.
For decades, people are going to talk about it. Right? They're going to.
Why do they do that? Why do they do that?
Ask Brian Williams.
Because
wow.
I didn't expect to load that just there, but
that's
hey.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah. Solid cut.
It's a solid cut. Every time
credibility
I see
matters.
Every time I see his daughter in something, I think about him and that live for some reason. I don't know why.
I don't know. Considering some of her scenes in Girls, I don't really think
about
him.
Yeah, I don't think about him either. Yeah.
There's one particular scene.
Yeah, I know exactly what one you're talking about.
I'm still laughing at all the red zone discussion got real inappropriate on our show from the listeners.
Listen, there's the red zone. There's the deep red zone.
That's right.
There's the intimate zone. That's inside the five. And then there's
the intimate zone.
Who came up with the intimate red zone?
Was it the 35?
Well, if you're going to have a deep red zone, what the hell is inside the five?
Historically, I've always needed to be invited before getting into the intimate
zone. Very important.
And that's how you do it. Consent matters.
There's not. And you don't just go.
And as you saw, the Bears, they gave no consent to the Packers on Saturday night. 0-5 in all of those territories.
Oh, man.
There's three people who can have the most fun with this, and their names are in no particular order.
Oh, man.
Marshall Harris, Gabe Ramirez, and Clay Harbor. And I look forward to that podcast.
Oh, Clay Harbor will be hosting with me on Wednesday.
You should definitely ask him if he approves of those zones.
I am not. I am not going to do that.
I'm suspecting that Clay has been invited into the intimate zone
by a lot of people.
Oh, and Gabe and Grody. Grody will have fun with this with Gabe. Are you kidding?
the intimate zone.
So, yeah, we said the 35
on the
was
text
the,
line were so
the, how
good.
About we be friend zone?
The friend zone?
That's at the 35?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to get in trouble for this one, but we got to say it on the air. So somebody said, what's the just the tip zone?
Oh, that's like the hash marking in, you know.
That is.
The 2-point conversion line.
I was going to say,
you got fourth and goal at the one, right? Yeah. And that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
That's all you need.
No, it's
you're turning, literally, you just need a tip to cross the plane.
That's why I said fourth and goal.
Just the
on
tip
the
is,
line.
Just the
Merry
tip
Christmas,
is,
everyone.
Is turning it over on downs inside the five. That's just the tip, you know?
No, because you didn't get in.
That's what I'm saying.
Turning it over on downs.
Is it the Lions play to end the game? Is that it?
That's actually not a bad answer.
Because it didn't count?
Because you got there.
Almost
and then someone was like,
count.
Someone was like, nah, it doesn't count. You got to go home.
at least we're all clear on what I said. Punishment ensues.
Man.
All I'm doing is quoting a listener. They started it.
Marshall, I don't know what your experience was at the game, but the only negative I had for the entire experience is the engineering disaster that is the bathrooms. At Soldier Field.
I did not have a problem with the bathrooms.
Really?
I went twice.
The one behind 242, there's two men's bathrooms on that side, okay? One of them has six urinals and two stalls. It's a men's bathroom.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Where are the troughs? Where are the bulk urination options?
Don't forget.
And members of bulk urination options.
Welcome to women's restrooms. Well,
seriously, this is the danger for excessive drinking. Not the dehydration or the drunkenness or getting thrown out, but the time spent in the bathrooms at Soldier Field is the real problem.
That's also what we had behind section 222. Same setup. There was not much going on because I was
six.
Like, why is there such a line?
Six.
And then I get in there, it's like, oh,
there's only six.
This is like a bathroom at a bar.
What kind of engineering disaster has happened?
Excuse me, but yes. I would be remiss if I didn't remind you.
Yes.
That as the Bears try to build a new stadium, what's the first thing that Kevin Warren said?
Yes, I was thinking about that when he said it.
He really did.
There's going to be bathrooms.
Yes.
It's the first thing he promised about the lakefront festival.
But that's because he knows there's a problem at Soldier Field.
He must
clearly.
Know. He's been clued in to that thing.
That's the one. The man knows how to build a building and knows what's important.
That's the one bit of justice I have as being a woman
at a sporting event is the bathroom lines aren't as long.
Yeah,
that
no,
time.
You're in good shape at that point. I went before the game. I made sure
you
to go before.
For four quarters?
I did. I was not wearing a stadium pal like Ontario Smith of the Vikings back in the day. But I held it for four quarters.
No diaper, no...
Okay. No diaper.
No throwaway pants.
But thanks for asking.
Well, because that's a long time. That game went to overtime.
I know. You got it. I didn't overhydrate. I made sure not to overhydrate.
Oh, you weren't drinking. I got you. I was all I was drinking was water, but yeah.
Yeah, no, at some point when Caleb got the intentional grounding call, a guy next to me said, "That's Kevin Warren's fault. I blame Kevin Warren for that."
Yeah, the timing of that, the timing of that, and I was thinking about if they lose this game, how much blame are the Bears going to get as opposed to the Bears? That,
they were going to be unnecessarily blamed for the organization was going to get blamed
they
for
still
the
will.
Team losing.
They
you
still
caused
will.
A distraction yes. during Packer Week. Fair actually.
Point, at some point they will, but man, the vibes are too good right now.
Too good.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Woo! Are those vibes good?
Has it sunk? Okay, so I'm trying to get Layla all the way on the bandwagon. I feel like she's got a foot on this bandwagon. Are you comfortable saying the Bears are going to be the NFC North champs? And therefore...
Yes.
Okay, so therefore, you get a playoff game at home. And if you win that game, you get another playoff game at home.
I am concerned of who that playoff game at home might be against.
I think it's going to be the Packers.
They haven't won a playoff game since 2011.
Well, here's the thing. It's probably going to be the Packers.
Yeah.
And so you'll have a chance to beat them again. How do you guys feel about the possibility of beating them again after they dominated you for 55 minutes?
I would just suggest, and this is just my suggestion, that if you play them again, keep it real simple in those moments when you have an opportunity to assert yourself.
Man. Are you talking about a 4th-and-1?
I just the tip. I am talking about...
he turned it over on downs.
The text I now cannot read on the text line. Mm-hmm.
I am talking about don't end up making like an artistic, like that play was the equivalent of Simone Biles doing the Biles. Like, it doesn't need to be that hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the level of difficulty was a 10 on that. So, wait, let me get this straight. We're going to motion in the tight end, who's not the quarterback. We're going to make him act like he's the quarterback. Then we're going to try to snap the ball through his leg to get to the running back who's 100 miles away from the ball.
He's 7 yards back. He's not 5 yards back. He's seven yards.
And he's shorter than me.
Yeah.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Everybody who gave me hell for pointing out that he was 5'8".
Oh, no.
It doesn't matter in the NFL.
Of course it does.
Well, it doesn't matter
sometimes.
As much, but in that play, it definitely matters.
You were muscling them for that first drive. You were showing the ability to muscle them again. Without a doubt. And
you know what it reminded me of, Speaks?
What?
When you're watching like a old school sitcom, not your sitcom, like an old episode of Batman, and they're whatever they're telling
Pow!
You, they're telling you the plan as you're tied up or whatever.
Yes. And then I'm going to blow up the nuclear plant.
Right,
and
then, right. Like you're on. He's on the moving bench, slowly going towards the circular saw.
Yes.
And like, and then I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Like, just push him into the saw.
You expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.
So good. But here's what I love, though. Honestly. He didn't do it publicly in postgame. Ben, when asked about that play, he said, "I liked the play. It was good. Last thing I expected was a snap to go over the head." Cole Kmet said after the game that at halftime, Ben Johnson was kicking himself. He came in at halftime and he was pissed at himself for calling that. That's on me. So I love that at least privately, he had accountability with those guys. I think he could have had it publicly, frankly. But I'm not sure why he didn't. But he did privately, because that is absolutely on him. Drew Dahlman fell on the sword and said, it's 100% on me, and that's cool. But, Coach, you made your guys try to do way too damn much. And I'm glad he owned it at halftime.
Honestly, like, what I want to see more of if these two teams meet a third time is, why are you so reluctant to run typical play-action concepts versus the Packers that you run against every other team?
What do you mean?
They don't move the pocket as much against the Packers for whatever reason.
Well, they did in the second half in Green Bay.
But for whatever reason, to start these games, it hasn't been as much that way, and I'm not quite sure why. Ben said there weren't any halftime adjustments, if you'll recall, which I also kind of scoff at, because it looked like there were, and it's okay if there were.
The guy who needed to make halftime adjustments was Dennis Allen.
He was.
And I don't think that he did. I got it. Credit to Matt LaFleur for pivoting immediately to the Malik Willis playbook.
He just like turned the page. Right? Like, all right, Malik.
He went to a different section.
Here's a little zone read stuff that you're not ready for.
Zone read was very effective.
Here's a little play action. You're not expecting him to throw it because we threw this zone read stuff at you.
Remember, they've won games with him starting before. And I was telling the dudes in my rows, like, they won a game with Malik Willis one week where they ran it 55 times.
No, Malik Willis.
They're not afraid, and LaFleur is facile enough to pivot on a dime like he did. And credit to him, D.A. did not adjust, I thought. Or at least, I mean, T.J. Edwards bit on all kinds of stuff for a while, didn't he?
Look, that's a really...
It's a tough thing to defend.
It's a really hard thing to do when you've been dealing with a pocket quarterback who can move. That's what Jordan Love is, right? And then it's like, oh, yeah, now they've got a whole new thing that they're doing that we haven't practiced at all, because we've been focusing on the pocket guy that can move instead of the guy that's going to set you up with movement who can throw. It's a different thing. They didn't adjust to it really well. At the end, though, I don't know how much of an impact this had, but I thought in the moment, Montez Sweat getting Malik's shoulder at the end of regulation.
Oh, yes.
I feel like that was a significant play that hasn't been talked about enough, because you could see Malik on the sidelines being like, I hurt my shoulder or something. Mm-hmm. Now, he ended up making like a really nice throw to start overtime off, but that was the one time that we saw them get real pressure without a penalty. And I feel like it made a difference.
And TJ Edwards on the 3rd-and-1 of the Packers drive in overtime made a huge play to stop Malik Willis trying to scramble for the first down.
Sure did.
So that's a huge play. Texters say, by the way, that at the halftime interview, Ben Johnson did tell the sideline reporter that that play call was on him. So good.
Yeah.
So good,
and see,
good on
we
him.
None of us know, because like we were either out watching the game or like at the game.
I was at the game.
I was looking at Twitter at that point.
Listen,
because the GIFs were amazing.
The GIFs were great.
They were amazing.
Marshall, I'm so glad you went. Aren't you glad you went?
Oh, yeah. I have no regrets.
It's an all-timer. Right up until I left the house. I was questioning
You're thinking
my life.
About it, right? You were like...
In the elevator. I sent you that picture, Lawrence, of me in the elevator. Like, what the hell am I doing, man?
Looked like that
At
Halloween
what point did it get cold for you? Because it wasn't cold
year.
When I got there.
No, it never got cold. And to the point where I got off the 18th Street Bridge coming home, and I got into the South Loop neighborhood, I got on a Divvy bike to finish my way all the way back to my house.
You're built different.
Well, at that point, I was like, I was desensitized. let's just go.
No, because like, when I got outside after the game, the wind was howling in
the whole game.
But once you're out for 3.5 hours, it's like you're pot committed at that point.
Watching those guys have to describe all of the things that were flying across the field was hilarious. Like, oh, there go some cups, and there's a towel. And that looks like a napkin that is going across the field.
There was a lot of objects.
That's what happened.
That people lost control
windy.
Of.
It's swirl, and that place is notorious for just being, wind's not coming from one direction. It's swirling around that whole thing.
And the heaters went out. Did you do that, Marshall? Did you do that? You go over to the Packers side and turn off their heaters?
I didn't do that.
I thought neither. Fox did a great job with that, because they were like, well, wait a minute. If one goes out, then the other one has to.
It's
That's the rule, right?
Yeah.
But then they sent the photographer over to the Bears side. the flame, you could see the flame was still burning brightly.
Marshmallows,
over
cocoa.
Over on the bear side, that everyone was over, they were huddling up. Like, oh, this feels great.
I thought the Afghan blankets were a little much, but, you know, still. But it's some Red Auerbach stuff. The old Boston Garden, he used to supposedly turn up the heat in the visitors' locker room so they'd be sweating. And they'd only have cold water. They wouldn't have hot water. So, like, that was the legend anyway.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I was thinking maybe it was that.
Or the stuff that they do at Kinnick Stadium where the visiting locker room is painted pink because it's supposed to make you more docile you take the field.
I forgot about that. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, well, the problem is
getting offense.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Sorry, Alex. Got to get an offense over there in Iowa City. Defense and special teams, great.
There's this play called the forward pass that people claim is very
it's been that way
effective.
For, what, a decade now?
Well, Niall Kinnick didn't do it much. So.
Somehow they still win nine games.
I'm telling you, I was at that game a couple weeks ago against Michigan State.
You sure were.
And the fans were just begging them to throw the ball.
All you need to know about Iowa football is that last year they used to cheer their punter. Like, that's what they used to do. The guy would come out and be like, comes the defense.
Hey, their former punter had a nice little coffin corner.
He did.
Man,
that thing was nasty. Yeah. And that win, too? I was like, wait, is he? Oh.
I thought the kickers for both teams were outstanding.
Give it up for Cairo, who hooked it when he needed to, played into the slice when he needed to. And I know he took 40 seconds to get the one off before the two-minute warning, but at least he made it.
He needed those 40 seconds to make sure it was right.
I guess so.
Yeah, because if he doesn't make it, game over.
Yeah. And then the teaching tape that is the onside kick, the Romeo Doubs teaching tape, because that is going to be shown around the league forever on how to not field an onside kick. You don't stand at 10 yards and then back up 3 yards and then look at the defenders while you're trying to catch the ball. Everything he did on that play was wrong.
Romeo did not play shortstop growing up.
He did not.
I mean, just keep your eyes on the ball.
Go get the ball.
Go get the ball.
I thought, I have a theory on that, and it's a little insensitive.
Point shaving?
No. When you're one of the guys that wears the puffy helmet, which does not necessarily help that much because it's about the brain bouncing around inside your skull, but that choice inherently means that you might have a shred of fear.
Hesitance.
Yes, a shred of fear and hesitancy inside you about aggressive contact. So if that's you, and I...
Maybe you shouldn't be on the hands team.
Maybe you shouldn't be on the hands team is correct.
Or at least on the first line not on of the hands team.
I do not want... Because we all know that position is not as much about hands as it is about stones and not being afraid for the battering that you are going to get.
That's true.
That is not... So that man should not be on the hands team.
Here's what we got going on today's show. Kurt Warner is going to join us at 3 o'clock. Looking forward to talking with Kurt about some of the best throws he's made in his career.
Oh, man. Texture said somebody said Romeo needs guardian gloves now. See, that's what I'm saying. That's more insensitive than the way I put it.
At 425, Caitlin Sharkey is going to be on the show.
About day tripping, pleasure boat, and talking about sharking.
We're going to talk about this rivalry because she's covered both of these locker rooms as her beat. So we will get her thoughts on that. And we're going to talk to Mr. 15-0.
Sean Sears?
Yes, dude, sir.
Man hasn't lost a Bears pick yet.
He is on the ones and twos today for Tanny. So we are going to. Yeah, yes, we are going to do all of that. We are going to celebrate with you. The first hour of the show, we are going to celebrate with you what happened on Saturday night. And we've got a bird's eye view because my man Speegs was there. I was watching from the couch. So I have thoughts too. And we know that everyone is partying. Everyone is a Chicagoan. And it is. The last 36 hours has been unreal
walking
the streets of Chicago. We will share stories after the open that Tanny left us before he went on vacation. That's next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.